Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the road. That's right. I just couldn't hang in the house anymore, and it was like I got up so early and I'm showered, and by the time I was ready to do anything, of course, this morning just is elusive. It disappears in a heartbeat. It's just so funny. So let's talk about the weather for a second. I'm not talking space weather, okay? We're just talking about the actual autumn weather. It is absolutely gorgeous. It smells like fall. It looks like fall, but it feels like spring. It's beautiful out. You know, it's got that real autumn smell. The leaves are like that wet beach smell. Unbelievable. What a beautiful day. I'm making my coffee this morning. So now, you know, one of my friends will always tell you that the tone of your day is set by the coffee in the morning. This is one of my nearest and dearest LE. And so he says, if the coffee's bad in the morning, you're going to have a bad day. And I always say, well, you know, it definitely doesn't help your mood, but it doesn't mean you're going to have a bad day. It just means that you're a little off. But it doesn't mean you're going to have an off day. So 2 days ago, I made coffee in my fairly new coffee press, and I take out the half and half. You know, I have about between a quarter and a third of half and half in the container. And I shake it up, and I pour it in, and it curdles. And I smell it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good. So I ditch the coffee effort in the morning, and I decide to run to 7-Eleven and get myself a very large coffee. And luckily I do. And, you know, my day's fine. I paint, I work, I do my whatever. And I'm still in that little funny head, you know, a little too tired, a little too overthinking things, the usual. So yesterday I made coffee at home. Now I end up going on Monday to Costco, and I pick up half and half. I pick up some water, you know. And then I end up meeting a friend, and we go and we see the movie Denial, a very heartfelt film, very interesting film. Of course, I really enjoyed it. And Rachel Weisz, the wife, however, I think she says it Weisz. Phenomenal. And the guy that plays the barrister, also very well-known in the actor, and for the craziest name, it's just elusive to me. Oh, is that so uncommon? No, of course. Who are we talking to? Silver, who never remembers names anyway, apparently. Sales Pitch 101. Remember people's names because it makes them feel important. Okay, but when you say, I'm sorry, I can't recall your name, or I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, and you say your name, and they say, oh, good, I didn't remember your name either. That's going to make you feel a lot better. Come on, man. Doesn't that make you feel a lot better? Fred, did that make you feel a lot better? Okay, P52 segue. Anyway, so I make my coffee this morning, and I make a very big pot because I'm going to take it with me, all right? And this is fairly early. I put the spoon in, I start to stir it up, and all of a sudden the coffee's leaking every which way. Now, I definitely did not hit the side of the glass with the spoon hard enough to break it. Had I done that, it would have shattered. This is tempered glass, and apparently it cracked around the entire perimeter of the bottle. And now there's coffee everywhere, and I have to quickly get it from the stove into the sink. So I lift it and quickly put it into the sink. I pour it out, and the tempered glass has cracked. And I'm thinking, wow, so that's 2 days in a row that I haven't been able, not in a row, but 2 days I haven't been able to have coffee in, you know, that I prepared my coffee. Now, I'm not going to say it's the best coffee press I've ever seen. In fact, it has a lot of its own issues. It's not, you know, it's low end. Let's just put it nicely. It's low end. Anyway, so now I'm actually on my way to to Bed Bath & Beyond to replace my coffee press, because I've since put my coffee maker down. I didn't want to deal with it. I'm really enjoying the taste of the press because the coffee is stronger and really tastes it more. I don't know. I can't explain it better than that. Just taste it. It's different. And I really like it. I'm really, really thoroughly enjoying it. Anyway, so now I'm on the mission to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and replace my press. And as I'm driving, it has occurred to me that I have gone the wrong way. And I can't put it in my GPS to pull it up to take it the right way because I'm already out of sorts in the wrong direction. And thusly, I'll go to the studio first, and I'll go to Bed Bath & Beyond later. It will still be there, plenty at all. And I looked thoroughly. And then my very dear friend, Ellie, suggested have to look up your credit card. Oh, that's brilliant. Excellent. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to upgrade the more expensive, better press. And that's the way it is. So I have to tell you very quickly, when I was talking about CCP Anthony last week, we were discussing the election and all this other, you know, my grandmother was obviously too young, and it was 1912 that she was born, and she was too young to be a suffragette. But by the time she was 8, it was over. And I'm assuming that it was just something that stuck with her. You know, the things that you learn in your youth in those first 5 years, whether there was television or no television, the fact is that it was part of her early childhood. So I have to give it to her and say that it made an impact, because it impacted my brother, and I have three, but it impacted my eldest brother and myself. And it was just the way it went, you know. It was just, that was it. It was very important to her. Now, I haven't really spoken to my other two brothers about their experience with my grandmother. Really interesting that when I was talking with my eldest brother, that he also felt impacted by her, you know, and how important it was. And just to give you an idea, my mother's name is Susan Eleanor. So she was named for Susan B. Anthony and Eleanor Roosevelt. Could you get any more? I think I might have said that last week, but anyway. So now it's coming out that the popular vote has really put Hillary in the driver's seat. But, you know, our country is so backwards. There's nothing that they'll do about it. The ramifications are, they're done. The die has been cast. And soon to have a white supremacist in the White House, like Damien. Does everybody remember The Omen? You know, the little boy is born. He's the devil child. and what is his big thing? It's to get to the White House. You know, they put him into politics to get him up to the White House so he can control things, because this is how they see control, or seek control. But that was very funny. So I'm putting my faith in Trump, at least for the next 4 years, and I say faith. I will only wish him well and hope that he does right. And, you know, I was talking with another very good friend of mine, another near and dear, JP, and his take, which was really interesting, is that jobs will be created and the environment may suffer, because fracking and pipelines and all the other things that you really that we've been fighting against are definitely going to happen. There is no question. And there's nothing that we can do about it now. You know, we can protest and protest and protest, and everything is, the scale has been tipped. So the only thing that you can do is put your heart behind your well wishes and shoot them up to the White House and just pray for, I don't know, an opening, an awakening, some humility, something that will tip the scale and make everything okay, you know. Really, there's nothing else to say. There's not much to say about this situation. As I stated, it is what it is, right? So, crazy as that is. So, I have my paint night. My next one is this Friday in 2 days. And I have so many people word of mouth telling me, yes, they're going to be there. But nobody's purchased tickets prior. Now, I don't have any issue with everybody handing me cash at the door. In fact, that's quite lovely. But having a confirmation is probably better. It just gives you a little more faith and hope, right? This is going to happen. It reminds me of the Big Bang when the very first time that Leonard is having his date with Penny. And he's explaining how he feels to Sheldon. And he's sweating like a pig. And it's really funny because Penny doesn't know it's an actual quote-unquote date. You know, she thinks that the guys are going out with them. And so this is like pre-real date. That was very funny. So he's getting all excited and worked up. And as he's explaining it with such passion and vim and vigor and excitement that Sheldon in perfect form says, is the sex happening now? Or as he puts it, coitus, because he doesn't ever actually say sex. He says, is the coitus happening now? It's very funny. Anyway. Yeah, there's so many other, there's so many things that I wanted to discuss. You know, I have been pretty deeply ensconced in reading the news rather than watching it because everything that's on television, it's all Trump, and I just don't want to see his face. I don't want to hear what he has to say. I don't want to see his face. I'm hoping that he does really well, and I will send him my blessings. I just don't want to listen to him. I have no more. I can't. I just can't listen to him. And yesterday I had a little epiphany and a breakthrough of my own. This morning I woke up. I had a lot of really beautiful dreams last night, and I felt really great this morning. I got up, I showered, until I broke the coffee or the coffee thing broke. I would have been out probably an hour and a half earlier, maybe an hour earlier. I wouldn't have been doing my radio show from the car whilst I'm driving, which is hard because it's like to have a mindless conversation and drive or listen to somebody else speak and drive is very different than trying to assimilate a intelligible radio show while you're thinking on the road. Now, yes, I'm on autopilot 90% of the time because I am going from point A to point B, and I've been there many times. But you still have to navigate, you know, all the crazies on the road. And so you have to think and think. So there's no, well, maybe I just overthink everything anyway. But I had a very, very good day yesterday. And as some of my friends would say, that have real jobs where other people pay them, which is probably really nice because I would like other people to pay me. Well, my business is doing okay. But it's not the same thing, you know. You work hard for it. But I took a mental wellness day yesterday. I guess that's the best way to put it. So in my mental wellness day, I made sure not to turn on the television or to be distracted or in denial by sitting on my couch and watching TV. In fact, I did root around on the internet for a brief moment while I was working on some emails. I have a new idea and a plan. And there were a handful of people that were texting me on and off throughout. But other than that, I really spent my time taking care of myself and, you know, feeling good about myself. That doesn't really put it quite right, but just giving myself a little TLC is probably the best way to put this. Falling short of taking a really hot bath with all, you know, I made myself a beautiful salad for an early dinner, and I made myself a beautiful cup of tea during the early part of the day, and it was just, you know, one of those kind of, you know, just TLC for LMC. It was really quite lovely. But it was really interesting because the handful of people that were texting with me were all talking business. So it wasn't, it was like a work-at-home day. It was very funny, you know, because it wasn't like, I don't know, that's the best thing I can say. It was like all business. People were asking questions and talking art with me all day yesterday. And that was really beautiful, really beautiful. I really enjoyed that. So brainstorming and coming up with some beautiful ideas for my work. So anyway, now here's the other funny thing about the torn apart planet, right? Let's just talk about America right now and the tumultuous feelings that are going on. If the scales were tipped and Hillary won, would we have been having all these same riots? Do you think that the Trump supporters would have been coming out in droves and fighting like this? Now, the crime rate has jumped up. Accidents, intention to hurt, malicious intent, I guess I should say, has risen tremendously in the past week and a half, week and a day. It's just one of those, like, is this a foreshadowing of what's going to be in America? Now, we've always been divided, you know, Republicans and Democrats. That's just the way it is. Everybody has got their freedom of choice. It's like this is the mask that you choose to wear, right? So your personality and who you are, you may be the same once you remove all of the skin color and or skin tone and the face and the features. But when you get down to it and you peel it all away, everybody's exactly the same, right? So the only thing that I can say that I am totally for right now, Matt Kahn, is equality. Really, that's all. The only thing I'm concerned with is equality. I don't really care about too much else. I think I said my piece last week, but it's all about equality, you know. Peel it all off, and we're just, you know, skin, bone, atoms, nucleus, whatever. You go all the way through on a cellular level, we are exactly the same. Exactly the same. There is no difference, you know. So when you put it all back on, if your personality makes you unique, and you should, you know, embrace your uniqueness. And I think that's a wonderful thing. But other than that, there's really no reason. There's just no reason for all this strife, you know. It's just the way it is. So, I don't know. It's just, that's it. There's nothing that you could say or do. It's just injustice. I don't know. You know, when de Blasio got in and, you know, gave his wife a job and already, like, broke all those rules, what's the difference? If a politician can break all those rules, right? And then here you have Trump comes in and he's not a politician. So those rules in his book do not apply to him. Now, I can say honestly, he doesn't have a political bone in his body, you know. He's all about media, he's all about ego, and he's all about how much can he, you know, influence. I mean, think about it. Facebook, a social network, the vote, right? This is what they're saying now.
But, you know, since when is it so important to get the results the same night? If they had just waited and counted all the votes the way that they were counting them after, they would have known what the results really were. If everybody wants to do everything so fast, that's the crazy thing. It's like as fast as you can do anything, I want it yesterday. That's a very interesting aspect to think about when you think about people in general. Everybody wants everything yesterday. Nobody waits on anything anymore. You know, you go to the doctor. I'll give you a perfect example. You go to the doctor, let's say you go to the GYN, for example, as a female, I go to that doctor. And they give you an appointment, but you never get in at that appointment or at that time. So you'll arrive 15, 20 minutes. Now, I have to say, I'm sure that all women that go for their GYN exams all know that they're not going to get in at the time of their appointment. So nobody shows up on time. Either you show up exactly the time that you're supposed to go in or you show up late. Generally, people will show up the time they're supposed to go in, but they still make you wait an hour. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's just that's the way it is. You wait an hour. And it's always an hour. It doesn't matter where you go. You know, there's always 10 people ahead of you, and they're all waiting to go in, and they're being taken late. So it's just that's the way it is. Do you go to the doctor? The only appointment that you don't want to rush, like the dentist, okay? You know you have to go to the dentist. All right, I have to go to the dentist. I have a cleaning coming up, and I've been putting it off only because I've been actually too busy just to remember to schedule it. So you go to the dentist, and, of course, it's the one exam that makes you nervous. So they always take you on time. They don't make you wait, right? The things that are bad, the things that are scary, always happen immediately. And the things that you plan and you're waiting for, they take forever. And you're like, oh, my God, my day is going by, and I'm just sitting here now waiting. I'm a victim of their time frame. And nothing is happening, and I can't get anywhere. And everybody wants everything right now. I want it yesterday. I want it 2 days ago. I ordered it. I want it now. You know, it's just, it's really funny. It's so relative. And when you think about it, it gets funnier and funnier. I went to this spectacular show with one of my students on Saturday. A really great evening, actually. And the whole thing was fun. And, you know, we went to see this woman perform. I don't even know her name. And she was okay. She was, you know, I wouldn't say that she was Barbara Streisand. I'm not going to say that she was so amazing that I was, like, blown away in awe. But we ordered dinner. And they brought dinner. And then 5 seconds after dinner was served, they're serving dessert. And I looked at them and I was like, wait a minute, we just got dinner. And they said, well, her performance is over and we're closing. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And they were like, this is it. It's got another, you know, 15 minutes and we're done. And I was like, oh, wow, that was so funny. So whenever you go into a restaurant, you never want them to rush you. It's a very, the whole thing just really, this actually makes me really laugh because when I think about it, the thing that makes me laugh the most is this. You go in, you want to be taken care of the minute you sit down. You don't even have a warm seat under you and you want them coming over and bringing your water and asking if you want coffee or whatever. Now, I go to a restaurant. I usually need a minute. I never know what I want to eat. I always need some time. I need to, like, pour over the menu. Unless I'm going somewhere and I already know what I want prior, I'm the kind of person that wants it to take slow. But once you order your glass of wine or your cup of coffee or whatever your beverage is, and 99% of the time my beverage is water, but you want it the second you order it. It's like, where's my water? I asked for this. Why isn't it here? Why isn't it coming? You know, and then you're waiting and you're waiting. And then you order your food, and it takes a while. But why? Because they're cooking your food. okay, or par cooking your food or whatever, finishing cooking your food, and you want it that second, and you're like, where's my meal? Well, anyway, so getting to the point, because, yes, there is one, everybody wants everything yesterday. And so if they had just taken the time to count all the votes and do it by the book, I think that we would have had a very, very different outcome. Now, the other thing I was reading is that had Hillary gotten in, they were saying, oh, we would have had a third world war. Now, you know, speculation is speculation. I'm not saying that I agree with anything. I'm not saying that they're right. I'm not saying they're wrong. Who knows? You know, it's all hearsay. It's all speculation. But I do know that we have white supremacists now in the House. And that really is disconcerting. That's all I can say. Anyway, so the show took a very different spin because I have to tell you that initially I had all these other notes, but since I've done this now from my car, from the vehicle that is my car, apparently I didn't even get close to the original show that I wanted to do. Actually, that view of the issues and subjects at hand that I was thinking about. By the way, did everybody see that beautiful supermoon? So that moon was, I think the number was, it was 30% brighter. It was 14% closer. It won't happen again for 68 years, I think that's what they said. And the last time it happened was in 1948, which was also like 90 seconds, which was also 68 years ago. Yeah, that was all pretty interesting. That was really beautiful. And I have to tell you, I did not do a drumming circle. I didn't bang. That's not totally true. I played the drums in my own home, but I did not do a drumming circle proper, which is okay. But it was very hard to see the moon the second night, Monday, because it was so cloudy. And then it rained all day yesterday anyway. But that was all kind of interesting as well, because it's just, you know, historical facts. So it was closer to us, and it was bigger, it was brighter, it was beautiful, and it was full. So everybody got a chance. So anyway, this is Lisa of the Lisa Show, looking for a parking space now. And if I don't find one in the next 5 minutes, I guess I'm going to take that ride over to Bed Bath & Beyond and replace my broken coffee press and then go to the studio and work. So in 10 seconds, thank you so much for listening. Feel free to leave comments. Anybody wants to have me talk about a topic, just get in touch with me, leave me a message, let me know. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. And I hope I see a lot of you that have said that you're coming on Friday. That'll be in Totowa, New Jersey, 7 to 10, actual painting from 8 to 10, but you want to get there a little bit early so you can get comfortable, settled, have a glass of wine. Enjoy. Have a beautiful day.